Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the network, on the phone lines tonight. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. I am so appreciative of all of you that's hanging out with us on this Sunday afternoon, this Sunday evening, this Sunday night. Sitting across from me is my little chocolate chip. What's going on, Mandy?
Nothing much. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, we're excited that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. Welcome to another episode of the E-Man After Show. This is where we come around the domino table and put a big six question out there, and we get into conversation. Mm-hmm. Man, we are excited to be back on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to the powers to be on tonight. Listen, guys, if you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network, you can follow us at www. That's one word. WeTalkRadio.com.
Right.
Why? Because we're on all social media, huh, man?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. We want to thank all of you guys that follow us each and every Sunday night. That those of y'all that's been telling me y'all been checking out us on Spotify and Google Podcast. Mm-hmm. Somebody said that. I said, we ain't on Pandora. You ain't heard us. They talking about Deezer. I check y'all out on Deezer. I said, oh, okay. You know, so literally, man, the people are going to them different sites to listen to the network.
They are.
And we want to appreciate y'all for following We Talk Radio Network. We've been around for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the founder and Miss CEO, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
We want to appreciate you, ma'am. And then, man, we got a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a YouTube channel. Guys, if you want to go to our YouTube channel, you can go to We Talk Radio Network and like, you can share, you can make a comment. But if they subscribe, Mandy, how do they subscribe?
Yeah, you guys would just hit that subscribe option. Also, you want to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when we upload new content over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, this is your favorite listening station, man. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Yes.
Well, man, we're back tonight, man. Hope you have had a blessed day. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And all of you that's down there in the high-rise down there in Dallas, Texas, downtown Dallas in the high rise. Hello to you this evening.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Shout out to Mr. T. Smiley.
Shout out to Mr. T. Smiley.
Well, shout out to all of you fellas that's coming in on the phone line. The phone lines are lighting up.
Mm-hmm.
The game, I think it's New York and I think it's Detroit and Green Bay playing tonight. The Cowboys, they lost today. Oh my goodness. Man, look like the Rams, they upset. Look like the Rams lost to Seattle today.
Mm.
Man, we fellas going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Man, I tell you, it's we're winding down the football season, and we're going into the playoffs. Them Cowboys. That's exactly why, if you remember, I don't know if you was in the studio. I tried to bid Freddie Bell $50. I think I tried to bid him $100 that the Cowboys would lose. Man, and I think the typical Cowboys, they set you up for the year. Then when they get down to the real nitty gritty, they fall off.
That's crazy. It's so crazy.
And so shout out to all of you fellas and all of you that watch the game that's coming in on tonight. We got Detroit and Green Bay playing. I don't know the score right now. I can't hear over there. And so we want to thank all of you guys that's joining us by way of the network. The network is lit up tonight. The phone line is lit up. Listen, you want to come into the conversation, you can hit option one. We'll bring you in. Because tonight, man, we're talking about the young man that coded.
We are.
Yeah, the young man that coded this past Monday night football game. You know, man, prayers have went up for DeMar Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar Hamlin. You know, those of you football Ikes out there, those of you that watched the Monday night game last night, we know he literally died on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what coding means. He died for a few minutes, and they had to come back and do CPR on him,
mm-hmm,
to bring him back. And they was able to resuscitate him, get his heart to start back beating on the,
yes,
field. And then he coded again in the hospital.
Mm.
And Mandy, when this young man, those of you that have watched the game know the story, when this young man coded, the whole world began to pray.
Right.
Yeah, his teammates, you know, when people recognized what was going on, his teammates gathered hands and the stadium began to pray. And just people all around the world began to pray for this young man.
That's right.
And they reported today, you know, as I seen the wire today, he set up today and he FaceTimed his teammates today when they played today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so if you want to understand what a miracle is, this young man is a miracle. You know why? Because he coded twice just as well.
He did.
And which brings me to my segue of my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just going to have my brother on last week to give his testimony because he coded three times.
Yes.
And God worked a miracle and raised him up.
Mm-hmm.
And so next Sunday night, we'll have my brother. He'll be on the E-Man After Show. He's doing well. He's sounding good. We're going to bring him back next Sunday night. We're going to do that interview with him because he wanted to tell his miracle testimony that and he can relate.
Yeah.
As me and him was talking about this young man, he can relate to the whole story. And the young man is, you know, he's recovering. He's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the doctors asked the man, he woke up and he asked if we win the game. And they said, yeah, you won. You won the game of life.
Right.
And they said that he's breathing on his own. They took the tubes out. But that, you know, it was amazing to me, man. And we're going to bring the fellas in here during the show. It's amazing to me how the whole world began to pray for this. No, it wasn't no one individual prayer.
Right.
The whole world has collectively began to pray for this young man.
Yes.
All around the world, people began to pray. You know, we was watching the game, and I was watching people putting their beers down. They was drinking mm-hmm. their beer, and they put it down to begin to pray.
Mm.
You know, I seen young people putting their hands over their head. You just begin to pray for this mm-hmm. young man. And God answered everybody's prayers.
Yes, he did.
And I thought that, you know, we know that's an awesome thing, you know, and God is still proving himself in the land that he's God.
Yes, he is.
You know, and those of us know he's a, you know, hey, we seen another miracle in this young man. And so we want to continue to lift his family up and want to continue to lift him up that he will, you know, when I say lift him up, continue to just pray for this young man that he will fully recover.
Yes.
And I know he can because my brother fully recovered.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so we're going to, you know, it's just amazing, man. It's just amazing how, you know, when I talk to my brother and then as I just been following the story and like a lot of us been following mm-hmm. this story all week long, you know, as I began to pray for the young man, I don't want to sound arrogant or just over arrogant about it. I just knew he was going to be well.
Yes.
Because my confidence, because I seen God raise my brother.
Right.
And when I prayed, I believed God was going to, you know, it was going to be a turnaround.
Yes.
And it's a turnaround not based right. off of why I prayed. I just believe God on his behalf because scripture teaches us, man, mm-hmm. and those of you on the network, that one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 2,000. And as we've been following the wire and just been, you know, watching the media, mm-hmm. the whole, everybody that got whims of this story, which I was damn near say the whole world,
mm-hmm.
everybody around the globe just began to pray for this young man.
That's right.
I don't care what beliefs you are, people just began to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And look today, you know, he was able to FaceTime his team before they started the game.
He was.
Mm-hmm. How you feel about that, man?
No, I like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I like when you stated that you knew he was going to be okay because you know what the Lord had did for your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else witnessing what happened to this young man and seeing this young man healed, they will have that same level of faith. You
right,
know,
right,
when
right.
they experience someone they may cold or a horrible accident, they'll be like, I know God can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's amazing. I love the fact that he was able to FaceTime his team. You
right,
know?
Right, right, right.
And I absolutely love the answer that the doctor gave him when he woke up and he asked if they won, and the doctor told him, you won.
Yeah, you won the game of life.
Yes, and we know, E-Man, that mm-hmm. whenever the doctors tell you it was a miracle, we know that they know it was out of their control.
Yeah.
And so this here definitely should be a faith increaser to many of us. You
right,
know,
right, right.
Many of us, and I just love the fact that people came together collectively and they prayed for this young man, you know. At the end of the day, you mentioned, you know, the young people putting their hands on their head praying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned those that were drinking at the game, putting their beers down, you know, mm-hmm. and coming together praying for this young man. And we truly have seen the hand of God.
God moves by faith and belief.
Right.
You don't have to be a Christian for God to move.
Mm-hmm.
He moved only by faith and belief.
Faith.
You know,
yes.
It's a faith thing with God. It's not about a religion with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a religion with people,
mm-hmm.
but with God, it's completely by faith. And we've seen people that believe God and believe God on his back. I see something to my son. I said, well, man, I said, son, pray for the young man. He said, oh, Dad, my son, he's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it was, you know. Right. And he said, it's serious. He said, but he's going to be fine.
Yes.
You know why? Because, you know, it's just the confidence that we have in things like this here.
Mm-hmm.
Because he and my brother, you know, I just say, just watch God. You know, God is going to show himself again that he's God,
yes.
Not us. Because
yes.
We ain't God.
That's right.
He's going to say himself again that I am in control of every situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to thank God for touching that young man and bringing him that's far.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be following the report and we'll be following, you know, the outcome. And, man, they'll raise a whole lot of money for his foundation.
$8 million. As of this morning, $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
$8 million. But we'll be certainly celebrating this young man's life.
And then there's another young man in the news. What was his name? Peyton
Hillis.
Peyton Hillis. You know, I don't know if those of y'all we seen on the wire that this young man, you know, I think he's over there at New York.
Mm-hmm.
His son was drowning, and he jumped in to save him, and then he ended up in intensive care. So we are praying, and our thoughts are with that young man just as well.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if he drowned. I don't really know what happened, but the way the wire reported that he's in ICU, and so we want to continue to lift up that young man.
Yeah, because he was a football player as well,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as you stated, when you and I were speaking about this, you stated that due to what had happened to DeMar, it kind of overshadowed Peyton's story. But
right.
These are real situations that's going on. So we will certainly be praying for him
right.
as well.
Right. And we want to appreciate all of you guys. And so, man, we got to take a quick break. When we come back out of this break, we're going to jump into our conversation. Because we also tonight, we want to talk about the Aventer Unfield podcast.
Yes, and as you guys know, Aventer Gray is the wife of Pastor John Gray.
Yes, she's the wife of Pastor John Gray. You know, they got a video that she did. They did a podcast,
uh-huh.
and we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we want to talk about it. We want to know your thoughts about this particular interview,
right?
Where Aventer interviewed her husband, and it was very interesting. So, guys, make sure you stay tuned on the E-Man After Show.
Right, right. And then at 9:35. We got Fred Bill, Encouragement for the Soul.
Yes, you do not want to miss this segment. Stay tuned.
Man, you guys keep it locked. We want to thank you for joining the E-Man After Show on tonight. Man, let's take a break, and when we come back, we should dive into our conversation.
All right, we'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah. I still have everything. Can you help me see it? And didn't have anything.
people. This is Coretta Bell, and you are tuned in to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. We're back. We're back. We're back. Hey. Come on, let's bob in. Hey. Game is on tonight. We're like that's Detroit, Green Bay, 13-9. Hey, welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I. Lee ain't got it.
You trying to bob, man? I know y'all bobbing out here in the car with the T-top down. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Just check your street. You want to know who I am?
Go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Yes, I am the man.
I'm
E-Man. Well, we are back. We're back for another episode of the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network for another Sunday night. Man, this is where we come around the domino table as men, and we get in discussion, and we get into conversation. And all this year, we're going to have some great topics and some great interviews going on this year. We were going to start the first of the year with my brother, my oldest brother. He was coming on to give his testimony, but he caught the flu. And so we rescheduled him for next Sunday night, the 15th. And so those of you around the globe, around the network, those of you that called and wanted to know when we was going to bring him back on, we're bringing him back on next Sunday night. Deodrick Massington, and he will be giving his testimony because he coded three times.
Yeah.
And God raised him up. And he's going to be giving his testimony next Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
Which brings us to our topic. We're talking about the young men, those of you that into football and watching football. You know, because it's all, you know, my son played in the NFL and he's an athlete. And it's always that fear of a parent that no matter what, if your child gets hurt on the field or anything would happen. And that particular night, thank God that his mother, she was in the stands. You know, she was at the game. You know, that's a dreadful phone call to get if she wasn't in the stand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or you sitting there watching your son on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he literally hit this guy and stood up and just went into cardiac arrest. And they rushed out on the field and began to give him CPR. And they brought him back, and then they said they reported. Allegedly, they reported when he got to the hospital, he coded again. Well, I can relate to that because my brother coded three times.
Right.
And I seen God raise my brother up. So, you know, as I was praying and others was praying, we just didn't have no doubt that God wasn't going to do it.
That's right.
We just believed God was going to do it. We just began to pray. And then as I was watching the game and watching those in the stands and listening to the announcers, people just began to pray, you know, if they was panning the cameras. You can see people literally putting their beers down, putting their food down. Young folk would just put their hands over their head, and the whole team, they were just crying, you know, on the field because they just witnessed something. But people just began to pray and pray. And what did God do? He honored everybody's belief and faith.
He did.
And he raised this young man up. He's a miracle because, you know, for several days there, he was in critical condition. He was breathing, you know, not on his own. Then they reported he began to breathe on his own. And then it progressed and progressed until today. We back here Sunday, and he FaceTimed his team. And it's just a test of what, you know, what God can do first and foremost.
Right.
And just how people just began to, it wasn't no one individual prayer that done it. Everybody collectively prayed all around the world, all around the globe.
Right.
People just began to believe God on this young man's behalf. And God showed himself.
He did.
And which brings me to my sermon. Those of you that I know, Betty, you said, well, you know, Bishop Jakes ought to be paying us some money. I'm always plugging my pastor. Don't be jelly over there. Don't be jelly about my pastor. Which brings me to his sermon today, because he talked about, what was his sermon today? He talked about angels in your wilderness. Uh-huh. Everyone has a wilderness.
Right.
And he talked about the angels in your wilderness and how the angel come.
Mm-hmm.
And so in no matter kind of what wilderness you have, you have an angel that shows up,
right?
And that angel showed up in the midst of this young man's wilderness.
Yes.
In the midst of this young man, you know, laying there, not really knowing what, you know, what the outcome. And God showed himself faithfully.
Yes, he did.
And we so peacock proud and hyena happy that he's doing well, and we want to continue to me as a man. I just, because my son is an athlete once again and played football and have got hurt in football.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when he suffered a knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's just a devastating thing, you know, just for their psyche and their mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to continue to lift this young man up that he will fully recover.
Mm-hmm.
It appeared to be he's coming back and he's answering questions. He's talking, which is a good sign.
A good sign.
Very, very good sign. And so those of you all out there on the network tonight, we want to appreciate all of you that's on the network tonight. We want to appreciate all of you that's on the phone lines tonight. This is the E-Man After Show. It is a men's show. We come around the domino table, and we get into conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I want to get into this particular conversation because just something we want to talk about. People ask us to talk about it on your show, so I thought I'd bring it to my show just as well.
Right.
It's the Avatar Gray Unfiltered.
Yes.
And a lot of those of you know, this is a pastor. He's a prompt pastor out of the Relentless Church. Relentless Church.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor John Gray.
Yes.
You know, I know him. I don't know him personally, but I do know him and know who he is. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've been in his midst on several occasions. And he's an awesome word. Well, he went through an ordeal that he suffered pulmonary. I mean, be pronouncing it wrong. Where it causes you to have blood clots.
Uh-huh.
And he almost didn't make it.
Right.
And God raised him back up.
Yes, he did.
But his wife has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Avatar Gray Unfiltered.
Mm.
And they brung him on. And those of you who haven't seen the interview or have seen the podcast, the link is out there on YouTube. Go check it out. Because, man, it is very unfiltered and uncut.
Very.
Yeah, because we want to know your thoughts about it. And if you want to join the conversation tonight, you can hit option one and we'll bring you into the conversation. Because me personally, I thought it was arrogant. I thought he didn't really show any gratitude to me.
Oh yeah.
You know, as I watched the interview and as I dissected and looked at it and looked at it again, I thought it was real arrogant. You know,
mm-hmm.
I thought it wasn't time for him to do an interview.
Right.
Because, you know, we always often talk about things in life will make you bitter or make you better.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he's bitter. He's bitter in a whole lot of situations.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know your thoughts about it. What if you seen the interview with Avatar Gray with Pastor John Gray? I'm not saying he's a bad guy.
Right.
I just think he haven't been healed and it's too early for him to give an interview.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, he came on with it.
He did.
He broke all protocol rules of a podcast. But it's unfiltered, and they call it keeping it real, which we want to be transparent.
Right.
And since we're around the men's domino table,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is why I'm transparent, because we, even though we have rules and regulations on the network, you know, if we're going to keep it 100, we're around the domino table, and all bars none, because we are not politically correct around the domino table. We don't, as men, when we're playing dominoes, if we smoking weed or if we mm-hmm. drinking a beer, if we eating barbecue, whatever we're doing around the domino table, we ain't faking and shaking.
Right.
We having real men talk. And so when you come around the E-Man After Show, we want you to put your Bible up. We want, because we're not talking Bible. We're talking real men talk.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We can prefer the scriptures and we can talk about all of that. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we coming from men perspective.
Right. You're in a different room.
Yes. And so when you're in a different room and a different, you got to understand the platform.
Right.
And so in saying that, we keep it real, real, real transparent and understanding. We know who we are as men. We know, you know, we practice a religion.
Right.
We get that. But we when we get around the Dumb and Dumb table, we talk what men talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but they decided to do it on their podcast.
They did.
And it's called Aventer Gray Unfiltered.
Yes.
And Pastor John Gray, as you know him, because I think when she started the interview, she said, well, this is going to be the first time I call you Pastor Gray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to refer to you as Pastor Gray. After that, you're going to be Pastor John.
Uh-huh.
So after that, you're going to be John.
Right.
I'm going to refer to you to Pastor John. And after that, and he said, no, refer to me as Your Grace.
He started out, Eric. He did say that to her. And,
You
know, Avenger, she tried to kind of giggle it off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell that certain things that John Gray was saying, it came across offensive to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her. She was very eloquent. I love her because she kept her composure. Because a lot of people, the way John Gray came across, a lot of people would have shot back in some form, right?
Mm-hmm.
They may not have been just down disrespectful,
mm-hmm.
but they would have shot back in some a different form.
Mm-hmm.
She operated out of grace, but I honestly, I agree with you, E-Man. I feel that from watching the interview, I feel that John Gray has not been healed.
Right,
and there's a lot of hurt and pain and disappointment there as well.
Mm-hmm.
What I gathered from the interview is that he's upset with leadership within the church.
Yes,
because he made references as far as people. He was basically, I paraphrase, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Basically, they utilized his guilt, but they ignored his pain.
Right, right.
And we know that this happens in the church.
Right, typical.
However, these are things that he, you know, came out of his mouth.
Right.
And also, you know, just being combative with his wife, Avenger, she was trying to paint a picture of what he endured back in July of 2022 when he had the blood clots, right?
Right, right.
He ended up being hospitalized twice. So she was trying to highlight that the healing process of that. And that interview took a turn, but it had taken a turn due to the posture of John Gray's heart, which was a lot of pain, a lot of we know it's hurt and pain, right?
Right, right.
And also what I think there needs to be forgiveness there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, John Gray said he don't give a damn about the church. He said the church is
a lie. He said the church is a lie.
I quote.
And, you know, that comes – honestly, I believe he's saying that because he had already said it. He said they – you know, he was able to preach and basically bring in revenue,
right,
but they ignored his pain. So not operating out of truth,
right,
you know.
Right.
So I get it. I get it. But he did say that, but it was the posture that it came from.
Right, right.
It came from a place that is not healed.
Right. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about you guys continuing to lift up the young man that coded is doing real well. And we're talking about the Aventer Unfield podcast with her husband, you know him as Pastor John Gray. And those of you who haven't really, really seen the link, go out there and see it.
Yes.
You know, and you can call us up and tell us what you think about it. We're talking about it tonight. We're giving our opinion. And we got a segment to do right quick, Mandy.
Okay.
This is called Encouragement for the Soul. This is Unfiltered too. y'all guys check this out. It's with Fred Bill. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
Have you ever felt like you were stuck in the mud? Meaning you were stuck in a situation and you were going nowhere. Sometimes it seemed like you may have been in quicksand. Because every time you took a step up, something pulls you down. Is there someone out there feeling like that tonight? That you're in a muddy situation. No matter how many times you try to cleanse yourself of it, the mud just continues to get back on you. Or you're falling back into the same pattern you were before. But let me tell you about a man who can take mud and he can open your eyes. He can do the most wonderful things with what we consider to be a dirty thing. In John 9:6, when he said he spat on the ground, made mud with saliva, anointed the blind man's eyes with the mud, and then the blind man was able to see. Sometimes God will place you in a muddy situation or allow you to be in that mud. But when you call on him to wash you, you don't fall back into the same situation, because now God has opened your eyes so now you can see. So you can avoid that muddy situation. You can avoid that pit that's full of quicksand and fast-sinking mud. Just allow God to cleanse you from your muddy situations, and you can always stay clear of the muddy ponds that may come your way, because God is the tide that you need. When God washes your stain or washes your mud off, he cleanses you, because his blood has cleansed us from all mud, which is sin. From all sin, which is mud. So we won't become stuck in those situations anymore. And the reason we fall into those muddy situations is because we won't let God cleanse us. We try to go and wash ourselves clean from our situations. But when we depend on God and we take a bath in his cleansing soap, which is the blood of Jesus, and we confess our sins to him, he is just to forgive us, and he will remove the mud that you were once stuck in. Those quicksand situations, you will now be able to walk out of, and God will extend his hand and pull you up. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light and pick it fast. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right, right. Everybody thinks we're wrong. judge us simply cause our hair is long. Come on, talk to me, so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Ooh. Right on, right on.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Yes, welcome back to the E-Man After Show. Prior to the break, we were talking.
My mic went up, man. Welcome back. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. My mic was muted out. I'm over here talking. I can't even hear myself. Thank you, man. We're back. We're back for the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all of you guys. See, that's what happened when you engineering doing all this stuff behind the scenes.
Listen, I was just going to go back into our discussion.
I want to thank you guys for joining us on the network tonight. We want to appreciate all of you guys. We see you standing by on the phone lines tonight. We want to thank you all around the globe. Shout out to Mr. T. Smiley and Miss Kia Davis. They jumping the broom next
they
week.
They are. Uh-huh.
Yeah, next Sunday. Yeah, they officially be jumping the broom. We invited to the wedding next Sunday.
We are.
It's on a Sunday too, man.
It is.
Yes, it's on a Sunday, and so we are going to do the interview. Uh-huh. I don't think we're doing your show, but we'll be doing the interview. Why? Because we're invited to Mr. T. Smiley and Miss Kia Davis' wedding.
Right.
It's going to be off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're excited about that. But ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines tonight, those of you around the network, our Cowboys lost on today. Are y'all uplifted about the Cowboys? What do y'all think about the game? You can hit option one. We're talking about the Cowboys losing. We're talking about the young man that coded, which is DeMar Hamilton. Uh-huh. And we also praying for the young man out of New York, Peyton Hill. We're praying for him. And then we're talking about tonight the having their great unfiltered podcast
right
with her husband. And when we left off, man, we was talking a little bit about that. I'm going to bring some of the fellas in around the domino table tonight, and we're going to talk to them a little bit about the Avatar. I don't know if they've seen it. And if you really haven't seen the interview or the podcast, the link is out there on YouTube. Go to Aventer Gray Unfiltered podcast, and you can sit there. You can call us up and tell us what you think. Mandy, just before we do that, let's go ahead and do this disclaimer real quick.
The opinions and views of our friends and guests does not reflect the opinion and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, we'll go ahead and do that disclaimer because, you know, that's your opinion and you're entitled to it. And so, you know, man, let's jump back in this conversation, then I'm bringing some of the fellas in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so John Gray, you know, he said a lot.
Yeah, he said a lot.
He said a lot. One of the things he said was, and we can't give...
And we could, quote unquote, I mean, this is stuff that he said, so, you know, radio we do allegedly, but he put it out there on a video.
He did.
And so we just going by what he said.
Right, right.
We was reporting this, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, man.
He said, my heart was pure, but my flesh wasn't.
Mm.
Then he said, I'm so tired of not being able to be who I am. The church world has messed me up.
Yeah. He put his hand on his face. He said, the church world have messed me up.
Yeah, it was heavy. And it was heavy in the sense of listening to him and being able to make the assessment that John Gray is hurting.
Right,
you know,
right.
He have not been healed. And what I would say is that this was not time for this interview.
Yep,
because he have not came out on the other side yet.
Right.
So he wasn't speaking from a place of victory.
Right.
He came off as, he was very defensive. He came off as a victim in certain aspects.
Right.
And he was combative towards Avenger.
Right.
And it was in a sense of, when she would say things, it was like he was slowly chipping away at her to the point where she, you know, as a wife, there you're the nurturer, right?
Well, the church done damaged him, man.
Well,
you know, hey, go get, I'm just saying.
Well, John Gray had options.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, everybody have their opinion. We're not here to demonize John Gray.
Mm-hmm.
However, listening to the podcast and just... I have options, right? We all have options, and we have to be accountable for our actions. To be honest with you, for me, it would have been better if John Gray would have said, I've made some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I take accountability,
right?
Period, and left it as is. The things he talked about, he came off very emotional, very defensive. And to be honest with you, I believe that his stance covered up the compassion that people would have felt for him. And what I mean by that is, Ian, if he had have humbled himself and spoke about certain things that he mentioned, people would have heard him. They may have understood. But I believe a lot of people was taken aback by the pride and the arrogance that was displayed.
Yeah, he talked about a gift of death, at which I'm still trying to understand. What is a gift of death? You living, bro. You know, I mean, when he said he asked God to, he said he's been telling God, you know, like he's giving God instructions.
Right.
He said he's been telling God that he didn't want to live. He's been telling God that he didn't want to do this. And
because he said he wasn't grateful, right?
He wasn't.
His first statement was he was not grateful to be living.
Yeah, and he said he told God, you know, it was a gift of death, you know. And I'm sitting here, I was like, dude, you living. How do you get, what is a gift of death? Death to me mean that you ain't in here no more.
Right.
You on the other side, you know. And so, yeah, it was a real, real interesting podcast.
It was.
And those of you that may follow him, and follow his ministry. It's out there on YouTube. It's called Aventer Gray Unfiltered. You know, it just was a whole lot of stuff said, and we was asked to talk about it on your show, and so I bring it to the email. I want to know you guys' opinion. What do you think about the interview? If you saw it, what do you think about it? Let me see if I can bring some of the fellas in tonight. Let me see. I know who number this is. Hello, Dwayne. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
How you doing, man? Welcome to the E-Man After Show.
It's a pleasure to be here. I just want to shout out to you and Dr. Mandy and to let you know it's It's a wonderful day. Besides the Cowboys losing.
Well, hello, Mr. Dwayne.
Yeah, they lost today, bro. Man,
well, they,
how about those Cowboys?
But they're still in the playoffs, so we'll see where they're going to go from
there. That day.
I first want to talk about the brother who fell on the field, Brother Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I say is that I'm a Sister Mandy and E-Man, I'm a strong man of faith. I'm not as strong as Eldridge or maybe you because I didn't grow up in a church where we exercised our faith like that. When you see, usually when you see things like that, we would say, oh, he's done, he's finished. But over the last, I would say, let's say 40 years, I've exercised my faith to where I am a believer and I do have strong faith. But I want to point this out, Sister Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very ironic that there's three times where I've seen miracles. And the three times came out of the same church. And I don't know if E-Man knows where I'm going with. If you remember when I first started at the Potter's house, sister,
you broke up the way. Who did you say?
Sister Darcy, sister.
Oh yeah.
You remember sister, where they had pronounced her? Where she? I don't know if she coded, but she was old. She was dead and came back.
Right. She coded.
Right, and then Sandra Jackson, which, you know, they're cousins. Her brother tell me, you know, because all the doctors were saying, oh, he's done, he's finished. He had like four heart attacks, you know. She had to tell me, you know, I believe in miracles. I don't know if you remember that conversation. And you said, I believe that he could be restored and he could come back, which he did. And then brother, y'all all came from full gospel. You know, and I was like, wow. Ironic, the three people I know come out of the same church.
But that let me see if I'm following you, because that has nothing to do with the church that you come out of. And so let me help you with the statement that you're making. You say it's ironic. No, it has nothing to do with the church or any church that you. Let me finish, Dwayne. So, because I want to make sure that you, it's worded right. It doesn't. This is the thing you got to understand. It's not about the church that you attend. It's in God. It's not about a church. God don't care about what church you go to. God only cares about your faith. And no matter what religion you practice. If you black and he yet to be United States of America, your mother have taught you about God. You have been taught about God to believe God as a baby. It doesn't. Your mother was your mother and your father was your first pastor. Your mother and your father, from our struggle as a culture, we have all have been taught the Lord's Prayer. It's going to be hard for me to believe that any child growing up haven't been taught the Lord's Prayer by their parents. And so as you get a little older and get into the faith and into the belief, you know, your first teaching comes from home. Now, you may join an organized religion. You may join churches or whatever. My faith wasn't built off of a church. My faith was built off of me understanding who God is. It wasn't by what I was taught. And so what we don't want to do, and we want to be real clear, because this is what happened with the organized religion that we practice. This is the mindset of believers. We think it comes, first of all, your faith comes from you studying the Word of God. Don't rely on your pastor, because your pastor may not teach you right. Don't rely on anybody. I relied on my mother because my mother had strong faith. And my mother didn't get strong faith from her church. She had strong faith before she went to church. My mother was a Baptist before she was anything, if you just want to know by denomination. My mother believed in God anyway. And so in Christendom, Dwayne, and those of you on the network, we was considered as believers before we was considered as anything. And so what we don't want to do, no matter who we are, is to try to, because see, what we do then, what we'll do, Dwayne, we'll start making churches be our God. The church, Full Gospel Holy Temple, is not my God, is not my mother's God, is not nobody else's God. The Potter's House is not my God. You know, God is God. These are just institutions where we go practice our religion. And so your faith is built by studying the Word of God. This is how you get your faith. You stay in the Word. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the Word of God. That can be interpreted two different ways. That can mean somebody can teach you the Word. But really what it means is you getting into the Word where you hear your own self-study. If you study the Word of God, no matter what religion you practice, your faith is going to get strong because you begin to believe in this Word. And so we want to be real also careful that we, because see, we'll start playing this tit for tat. Oh, you went to this church and you only getting healed because of this church, or you only believe because of this church. No, it's a whole lot of people in a whole lot of churches, because we all got a certain measure of faith. But it depends on how you articulate the leader that's teaching. Every pastor don't have strong faith. It's a whole lot of pastors don't have certain faith as others. And so this is why you don't rely on the pastor. You know, this is why you don't rely on others. You have to do it collectively. And so I just want to make sure we understand, because it doesn't matter. All three of us grew up in, because, you know, in the community, you know, Full Gospel is not the only church that I know of. You understand? If I want to refer back, I remember my mother being at Bear Street Baptist Church across the railroad track. Pastor Robinson was strong old man of faith. I mean, you talking about some faith. And so if me as a young man, I don't take it back to one particular church, because all of us, because I know you're a Catholic. You grew up Catholic. So you're coming.
Very little faith. Growing up Catholic,
right?
Very
right.
little faith until I met brothers, and until I gave my life to the Lord, and I met brothers like you, and not only you, who were strong in faith. Where, and you're right, you have to get it to the Word. That's when I started developing faith.
Right,
and
right,
I was
right.
just, when I said Full Gospel, I was just using that as an example. It's just ironic. The three people that I know, y'all came out, and I know some strong brothers besides you that have come out of Full Gospel, and not only Full Gospel, ever Pentecostal churches and stuff that had strong faith. That's all I was trying to say.
Well, I know some strong brothers come out of and that's the thing that what I'm trying to make sure we be careful of. I know some strong brothers come out of a lot of churches, so we don't want to put it on a church. Because then we'll start believing, you know, this false theology that is with this particular church. That no, it's not no one particular church as a whole that builds nobody's faith.
Well,
we in the body of Christ got to be real careful. And this is to all of you that's out there on the network that's listening on tonight. We got to be real also careful that we don't begin to deem the churches, because that's the competition of the church that's in the land today. You know, you got people don't like this particular pastor because he's this, and you got this one preaching because he's this, because, and so we'll start making it come across like, or appear to come across, or if you don't go to this church, you don't got certain faith, and y'all don't have. So in the church community, it's always that kind of a bickering that's going on. But if you really know who you are, and this is why they'll try to tell you, you know, you got to know what you're joined to. You know, you got to know ministries that you can't join. You know, for instance, you was talking about miracles from the Potter's House. You started out talking about miracles from the Potter's House. And so Full Gospel Holy Temple, which is a local church down here in Dallas, had nothing to do with that miracle that happened over at the Potter's House. That's a whole totally different ministry. So that's what I'm saying. We got to be careful that we don't start deeming, you know, what church we came from, because even back in those days, the miracles that God is working in the land today, it's, you know, God is still a miracle worker, but God moves, Dwayne and those of you on the network, off of your belief and faith. And so I concluded to no church. I concluded to our ancestors that's our history. Our history is founded on the background of our religion. And so when you understand your culture and your religion, your faith is too. You know, you're not here based off of, Mr. Dwayne, you're not here based off of, you think you're Catholic. You based off of somebody fighting for you, somebody, first of all, passing a law where you can be able to pray because you didn't have the right to pray. And so since you didn't have the right to pray, somebody fought and bled for you to pray. So in the struggle, it can get real deep. But we don't want to turn it to that, Dwayne. I just want to make it make a distinguish, because I know you're making a statement, but I got to make sure our listeners don't get confused, because people will walk away thinking that a particular church is the reason why we have. I don't have great faith because of a church. I have great faith because of my own study and me getting into the word as an elderly man now. As a child, you have to grow into this. You know, that's why I think God started out giving all of us a measure of faith. But as we get older, you know, it ain't even left up to a church. This is why I wouldn't put all of my faith into a pastor. A pastor is just there to teach you and guide you. But at the end of the day, it takes you. If you want your faith strong in God, you got to get into the word and build up your most holy faith. And that's through scripture. It's through study. That's through you got to hear yourself. And those of you, I'm challenging you, those of you on the network tonight, you got to hear yourself study the word of God, because faith come by hearing the word of God. You know, some people may feel like it's somebody teaching you the word of God. That's one way. But if you hear yourself teaching, if you get into the word and you hear yourself teaching, and then you go hear somebody else teaching, the more. But then when you start, because the word is made flesh in your life, and so Dwayne and those of you on the network, as you start studying the word of God, if you're going to practice this organized religion that you believe, and you say you are a man of God, you can't keep saying you study. You got to know that God is a miracle worker. You got to know that God is a healer. He tell you over there in Exodus 23 and 25, those of you on the network that need healing, he said that he would take sickness away from you. If you read that scripture, I don't need no pastor to articulate that for me. I can get in the scripture myself and understand, and quoting scripture and not understanding context is heresy. If you don't understand the context of scripture that you're teaching, you're just quoting it. Literally, people can be healed because God already told you in his word he's a healer. But he said not only that I will heal you, Exodus 23 and 25 says it this way. He will bless your bread and your water. But he said, I will take sickness away from you. That means that when God gets through, he'll make your testimony sound like a lie. You know how I know that, Dwayne? I didn't get no pastor didn't teach me that. I got in the Bible and learned that for myself. And so and guess what? I believe that. I believe his word, because you know what? He also told me that his word would never return back void. I may lie all day long. I may cuss you out all day long. Not literally, but I may cuss all day. But I believe this word of God. Why? Because I'm a believer in God. And the only thing, we don't get nothing accomplished out of this conversation, to those of you on the network, it's not about what church you grew up in. It's not about who your pastor is. The only thing that moves God is faith and belief. That's the only thing you're going to get God's attention. You ain't going to get no points because you went to the potter's house. None of that. God is going to only you. If you don't believe this, if you don't have faith, he told you in scripture, it is impossible to please him without faith. And so what is that suggesting? we started out talking about the young man. The reason why God raised this young man up, it wasn't because Christian was praying. It was because everybody was praying. Everybody collectively joined their faith and began to pray and believe God. And this young man set up the day. And why? Why? Because God dispatched angels off of the belief and faith of others. And so whoever you are on the network tonight, whoever you are on the phone lines around the globe, no matter who you are, if you believe God, if you have faith in God, he will count it as righteousness. You don't have to be righteous, but he will count it up as righteousness. And so, Dwayne, I just want to make that clear. But let me see if I can bring some more brothers into the conversation. Last four numbers, 6530. That sounds like Mr. Freer Bill. Hello, Freer Bill. How are you, sir?
All right.
You watching the game, Fred?
Yeah, it's on. I wasn't really looking at it.
We are talking about the unfiltered podcast. We are talking about the young man that coded on the field. And, man, all around the world, people begin to pray. What do you think about that, Freya?
I didn't see the podcast. I was asking my wife about it. She said she heard about it, but she didn't listen to it. I was just listening to y'all talk to it. But I didn't. I was looking at the game when the Damar Hamlin had the cardiac arrest. But I was outside, mm-hmm. So when I came back in, I seen him on the field. Right. And my son was like, "Oh, he passed out dead. I think he died on the field." And
right.
Like, "Oh, I don't think he did." And then you know, everybody went through the thing, you know, about you know the praying and that just shows, you know. And I was telling one of my friends, God will put you in a situation or show you something to show you something is bigger than what you think it is. Everybody thought the game was a big game, but he
mm-hmm.
showed the world how important
mm-hmm.
life is besides a game. And then when I was looking at the boxing match yesterday, the guy got hit in one round and he couldn't see. And he asked what happened when he went over there. And his corner stopped the match. And I was like, that was a good stoppage. Because nobody's life is more important than a sport. Sport is entertainment,
right.
But life is life.
Yeah.
And so you see how one situation, God can use it to bring
mm-hmm.
what we think is a divided world together, and it's by
mm-hmm.
sport. And you
right,
would
right.
think it was something else, but when if everybody sees it, you see the sympathy of people that really comes out.
Right,
so,
right.
And it's
mm-hmm.
like how corporate prayer actually works.
Yeah.
And those that are called by my name will
mm-hmm.
humble themselves.
mm-hmm.
Guess
and
what?
I seen a whole lot of corporate prayer the other night. Man, you sitting there watching that game and people just, you know, because it kind of took me back to COVID. This is what I saw. Man, 2 years ago, I saw God shut the whole world down to a certain degree where no matter who you are, if you was an atheist, if you was rich, at the end of the day, you didn't have no say. Man, from God showing this, we simply those that lost their loved ones through COVID, but God showed himself then. And it's still amazing me that people still haven't got the lesson when it comes to God from COVID-19. COVID-19, man, to me was the greatest lesson for any individual that's walking on this earth. If you don't understand who God is, I don't even know if we can even explain him. Because no one, if you are a believer, whatever religion you practice, whatever denomination you are, if you didn't get the message through COVID-19, what is it going to take? You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
if you didn't get the message through this big football game as you were describing it the other night, what is it going to take for people to recognize that this is God is real? Because he keeps showing us that he's real and he's God. You know, and one of the things that I try to be careful, and I would love for you people on the network, on the phone lines, you know, to me, and Dwayne, you can help me out, and Deacon Bell, I'm going to bring some more colors there. It's like, to me, this is just my opinion. we already did the disclaimer, that we as individuals have narrowed God down to be like us. We see God like we see each other. And when I grew up, man, when I grew up, we had a reverence for God where even when we was in school, we were, if we was playing our music, you know, if we was in church or not, we would just turn our music down if we passed the church.
Right.
You understand? But we have got to the point now that we don't really see God as God. God is God. He's not none of us. His ways are not our ways. We can't even think like God think. He says your thoughts are not even like mine. And so
right.
I try not to get into those kind of debates of trying to, because I think we have narrowed God down to human form. You know, of course I can, you know, I think crazy anyway, and I know some of y'all do too. And so I think we, when we are discussing the things about God, we don't really understand who the creator is. You know, we think he like us. You know, he'll punish us like he would. It's one scripture.
Right.
You probably know what this is, Deacon Bell, because you was a Sunday school teacher. What did he tell you? I reigns on the unjust just as well as the just.
The just, right.
What did that
say to
me?
I don't know what scripture, but I, right.
That says to me that he's not biased. He don't care. He don't care if you in church or out of church. You know, he's a loving God. John 16 says the best. If you don't practice being a Christian, I don't think you can make it into heaven if you don't know St. John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world. That two-letter word there, it'll mess you up. Because, man, I don't know how many times the Lord has forgiven me for all of my sins and transgressions. Because why? There's so many.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't know how many stars in the midst of the skies. You want to know why? Because there are so many. I don't know how high it's so. I don't know how low it's so. But God loves me so enough that he don't care what religion I practice. And if I can believe that, and I think it's in Matthew's, if you talk about the four gospels, if you're a Christian, if you don't understand the four gospels, I don't even know what you call yourself a Christian. You got to know the four gospels. You know, he said in Matthew's, even when you pray, you have to believe it. It's a whole lot of people who believe when they pray. But that's another conversation, Deacon Bell. I've got on my soapbox tonight. Because, you know, it's only in Christendom that we have these kind of debates, because we have, to me, in my opinion, we have brought God down to human form. And so we are trying to use intellect and trying to explain him. You can't explain God. God is revealed. You understand what I'm saying? And so if you don't know that, if you haven't studied, I would suggest that you go back and study, you know, and not take your pastor's word. You have to, you know, it's okay. You know, I get it. We all pastor by others. I'm not shooting the pastors down, so don't write us. But if you don't understand this word of God, you need to get it until you get it, because Paul said it the best. Carter G. Wilson said it just as well. Out of all thy getting, get understanding. You know, you got to understand what you're reading and not real quick to, you know, believe, because I think it's over there in Romans where Paul was trying to teach us, you know, try the spirit by the spirit. You know, when I first started the Potter's House, and a lot of people out there, people used to say, Bishop Jake said, and people used to say, Dwayne and Deacon Bell, well, what did God say? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, yeah, I get it, because what they're saying is you're putting too much into a man. And the reason why I love my pastor, because he's smart enough to understand, for you to understand. No, don't take what I say. Go study it for yourself and come back and tell me.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's how we grew up. We didn't grow up with our faith believing that some man told us, what we would call a pastor back in the day. He may talk the word of God back in his day in the best way that he understood it.
Right.
But now that I done grew up to understand who God is, I don't rely on that. I rely on what I understand now and how I study now.
Right.
My faith is so strong in God now and I done seen the miracles of God, and I done seen the healings of God, until I ain't banking on, you know, I'm banking on that I believe God. I believe. Listen, when my brother coded, I believe God was going to heal him. You understand what I'm saying? You know, when my sister called cancer, 19, and she's a 19-year cancer survivor, my brother and them asked me to pray. My mother, we was all in the house, and they asked me to pray. And you know, I was acting a fool at that time, but I prayed. And I prayed because I believe God. Why?
Right.
Because I'm not going to practice no religion that I don't believe. And I hopefully that you don't either. You understand what I'm saying? And so let's believe God. How do you do that? Your faith come by hearing. You need to hear yourself study this word and quit relying, because people will tell you some of anything. And this is what's wrong with a lot of people today, because they're hearing so much from different people in their opinions until, you know, right now, how many books in the Bible, Deacon Bale?
66.
Is that
right?
Yeah, 66 books. You definitely right. And right today, if you understand, it's over there, and right before Revelation, he talks about the wheat and the tares growing up together. And the wheat and the tares growing up together. God said in the last days, I'll do the separation, not you. Well, this is why I shoot preachers down that said they don't run with number of Christian people. Because God told you in his word, the only way you can help others, you got to be among them, you got to be around them. But old preachers talk different. They taught it the best way they knew, I guess. They talked about you don't run with the world and you're not part of the world. Come out from among them and be ye separated. Well, they didn't really dissect the text. They didn't really exegete the text. So you walk away confused. Well, hell, how I go to work and not be around the world? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
How do I go get gas?
Right.
And because they didn't really exegete the word of God to where you understand that particular scripture. And so if you don't really explain and rightly divide the Bible, you'll be all over the place, because one scripture come back and say the wheat and the tares coming up together, that means the unsaved and the saved. That's where am I going with this? I seen the unsaved and the saved pray the other night. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I saw the strong faith in everybody to God heal this young man. In this last days, God said he would do the separation. And so it's not left up to me to do the separation. It's not left up to you. It's left up to God, because God is in control of everything. Wouldn't you agree with that, Deacon Bell?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And so what do you think about our Cowboys today?
They just showed who they really were. and you know what? But like I tell everybody, I said, look at the game. Don't look at just the record, right?
Uh-huh.
Look at the game and how they played. A lot of teams, you know, a lot of times they'll win a game, and, you know, the other team will make the mistake, and it's, oh, yeah, we won, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, y'all really should look at the game. If you look at the game, you will see how your team really are. Because there's some people who really think the Cowboys was going to the Super Bowl. Yes, they bought a ticket they were going to go, but they're not going to play in it.
Man, me and my son, and we was all here at the house today, and the family was here at the house today, man. And we were watching son. I looked over to my son, done fell asleep, and he's an athlete. He done ran back in the chair. He done got relaxed. He just out like a light, you know. He tell me, I said, well, son, what you think the Cowboys gonna make it? He said, he tell me, man, Dad, I'm finna go back to sleep. Man, did I cook real good? He out. And so, what are we saying? Oh no, Deacon Bell, who we got next year? Let me see if I can bring this other Cowboy item to the game. Let's see if I got Ann on the line. Hello, Anthony, how are you, sir? I just had to scroll down and find your number. How you doing? Anthony on mute. Are you there? Anthony sound like he's asleep.
And you know, it's just like when Pittsburgh played today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh started out 2-6. They ended up 9-8, right?
Mm-hmm.
They won six of the last eight games, right? So
right.
if the Jets would have beat Miami. Pittsburgh would have made it to the playoffs. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want them to go to the playoffs. I said, we're playing good, but do I really think we're playing well enough to beat a team? We probably could have beat a team, but we played Buffalo, right? So saying to myself, and then we had to depend on somebody else. I couldn't be mad at the Jets because they lost. Because you know what? We should have did what we had to do.
Yeah. Well, man, I tell you, we into the last, I think it's the last game of the season, right?
The last one
Green Bay. Man.
Yeah, they intercepted the ball.
Right. Well, man, we're going to see what the Cowboys – Dwayne, you think the Cowboys going to make it to the Super Bowl?
No.
Dwayne said no right off. Yeah. What if Dak come back and surprise all of us in the playoffs, y'all? What you think
going to happen?
Gotta be a blessing. Let's believe and let's pray for a miracle.
Yeah, we might need to touch and agree, you know. But see, because, you know, and Deacon Bill, you're a native of Dallas, the Fort Worth Metroplex, where we broadcast this show. It was the founders of the Cowboys, which was Tex Rams and all of those guys. You know why they said they put the hole in the roof?
Man, so they can let the stink out.
They created the hole in the roof so it can be open because that was God's favorite team, you know. And
and you know what's so funny about that? Everybody always talking about America's team, America's team, America's team. And I'm like, man, do y'all really know the story? It's just like when you was talking about the Bible a while ago, how people would just quote, but they really don't understand.
This is
the true meaning of how Cowboys got America's team. In the 1970s, NFL Films asked Art Rooney, Sr., did the Pittsburgh Steelers want to be America's team? Art Rooney, Sr. said, no, we are Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's team. They went to the Cowboys second, and they took it. So you guys were second fiddle. We didn't want it. So when they look at America's team, don't think it's because they get all built up on the ratings. Oh, everybody looking at us. Do y'all really know more people dislike y'all than didn't like y'all? They want to see the Cowboys lose because of the fans. No, it's because of the fans.
Right. And see, that's a little history fact right there. That's what you call a little history facts, because a lot of people didn't even know that. I'm one of them. I didn't know that. That's a little, and I admit it because I ain't teaching me something. I didn't even know that myself. And so
it was.
Okay. That's interesting.
It's true.
So we set the fiddle.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I know.
We
set the fiddle, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now. And see, if you don't know those little nuggets and know those things, you'll run around and say you're America's team. And then, you know, we are one of the most, I guess I would say, hated teams in the sense of when anybody playing the Cowboys, they come to play. That's their Super Bowl. If you playing the Cowboys, you feel like that's your Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? And so Well, you know, hey, well, yeah, man, we'll see where the Cowboys go from here, you know. And is your team playing next week? Who all going home?
No, Steelers be at home.
Oh, Steelers be at home, right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like I told you though, if they had to depend on the Jets to win, the Jets lost, so we would have won. I mean, would have went to the playoffs. But I'm thinking to myself, You depending on somebody else, you should have handled your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Don't depend on another team because you those same teams that you depended on, you played those teams and lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Detroit just beat Green Bay 20-16.
Wow. Yep.
Green Bay could be out. I don't know. Are they out?
Yeah. If Green Bay won, out. They was in. So since Detroit won, Seattle made the playoffs.
Right. Mm. Well, man, we want to appreciate y'all guys. This has been another great episode of the E-Man After Show. Yeah, tonight, man, we just, you know, our topic was we want to continue to, you know, because one of the things also, cause, you know, because as I look at blogs and as I look at people post, you know, and this is to those of you in Christendom, we got to be also careful that because in a lot of the statements that I've seen, it comes across like, you know, if it's only a certain group of people praying is why God do what he do. Now, God is God. You understand what I'm saying? And he's not biased, you know. And so one of the things we want to collectively continue to do as no matter who we are, we want to continue to pray for this young man that he fully recover. You know, God has showed himself as a healer. God has showed himself as a miracle worker, which that's what God does. You know, that ain't what we do. Because there's another scripture says it like that over in Matthew, ain't it, Deacon Bell, where he said he have already answered your prayer. Why are you even talking about it? He have already answered it. You know, you know how people take prayer requests? He said even before you write it down, I already answered your prayer. Which it, you know what that scripture is, Deacon Bell? I think that's over in Matthew just as well. He said, I have already heard you before you heard you. And I have already answered you before you can finish. That's biblical.
Right.
Wouldn't that be right, Deacon Bell? I ain't making
it up. Sir.
And you know
what, though?
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, it's so funny. All the stuff that you were saying was in the Sunday school lesson today when he said, God hears, God promises to restore. And it was when Isaiah was talking to the people, Isaiah said, thus said the Lord. Meaning he was telling them, this ain't from me, this is from God. And he was telling the people, I have saved you, I have called you my own. Why?
Mm-hmm.
He said, now that I knew I brought punishment before, but now I come to restore because I love you, you are to be a witness to me. When they see what happened Monday night, God was letting everybody know, you are a witness to how powerful I am.
And that's,
and people,
that's
like you said,
man.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, man, if we can just get that God is showing you who he is, you
what?
Know, I mean, I would, if God work a miracle for anybody, we know the doctors can only do what they can do, right? But a miracle,
what?
You know, no matter what church you went to, no matter where you grew up, God is God. He's the miracle worker. We are not healers. We just called. We can't heal nobody. You know what I'm saying? None of us. But that's the perspective where I come from, because what will happen is in our finite minds as individuals, we'll begin to think it's us. Well, he uses us to, you know, touch and agree. He uses us to connect.
Right.
I get all of that. I'm not shooting none of that down. I understand. But let's not deem God down into human form to miss who he is. If you're going to esteem anybody, let's esteem God, not nobody's church. You know, one thing I love about Bishop Jake, he may be the pastor of the Potter's House here in Dallas, Texas, but he recognized that's not the church, that's just a church which is, that he just has to pastor. You understand what I'm saying? And so, in the body of Christ as a whole, it's always going to be God, and it always is God. And once you understand that God is God, your faith is in him. And so if you can trust and believe him, he'll move on your behalf, you know. And I know we can play with words and say, let's do this and let's believe God. No, God. See, this is the thing that I try not to do, Deacon Bell and Dwayne. I think Anthony is on here, but he's muted out. This is what I try not to do, is play those mind games with God, because God is all-knowing. You understand what I'm saying? God is not a God that you can play with. He's all-knowing. He know your thoughts are far away. He know your heart. He know if you're going to believe him or not. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, at the end of the day, he already know the talents we got. He already know our faith in him. He already know if we just saying words. So at the end of the day, somebody say, well, how do you really believe God? You just believe him. How do you know? Listen, without a shadow of a doubt, who wouldn't believe a God that is just a heal a person, especially if he's showing you. That's why the writers in the Bible believe the way they believe, because they saw the miracles. We're in 2023 and God is still working miracles, right? Because he just did one the other night. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else on the network in their family, God have worked a miracle. It's a miracle. Somebody was on drugs, right? Somebody's marriage is coding. You understand what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
So they marriage is not it's on life support. You understand? And they'll believe in God that he will raise their marriage from the dead. He'll do it if you believe it. You understand? You know, and so let's believe in the living God that we say we serve, and let's trust him. You know, you human? Yes, we all human, but let's not play in our heads and play mind games when it starts. And this is what I'm finding out about a lot of believers today. You know, we're to the point where we're debating and trying to manipulate, talk like we've talked. Like, no, you talking about the true and living God. You better know who God is. You understand what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, if you call on him and trust him, he'll work in your behalf. He been doing it. And where the scripture at? I know where it is, but the reason why I'm not giving, because what am I really doing? I keep saying scriptures, but I talk like this to challenge people that don't know where it is to go find it, because I already know where it is. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you gotta understand that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word does not change, but his methods does, and so. The methodology of how other people taught it coming up. Because, this is the thing when we talk about culturally, Mr. Fred and Mr. Dwayne and Ant. This is the thing when we talk about culturally. See, our people couldn't read and write, and so they couldn't articulate the word of God. Now we got people that's intelligent, articulate. They can take words and understand what they mean. And you got to be real a good steward and astute to understand the language of how the word of God is being taught today. That's why it's different translations, just in case you don't get it. It's not nothing wrong with the King James Bible, but it's not nothing wrong with the NIV neither. It's just a new interpretation where you can get understanding. You understand what I'm saying? And you got some people, you know, you speak Greek, Deacon Bay? You speak Hebrew?
No.
You know? So I would suggest to those that you don't really understand the writings of King James, get you another version, so you can, version of the Bible where you can really understand it and what it mean in this day and time. It meant something else back then, because words have meanings. Some words in the Bible did change. Some words in the Bible didn't change. You understand what I'm saying? Some customs changed. Some customs didn't change. Some rules changed. Some rules didn't change. Why? Because it was the times and the custom that they lived in back in that day. And so what am I educating us men around the domino table tonight? I'm trying to see it this way. Don't practice heresy. You know, just don't quote scriptures. Know it. Because you got a lot of guys out there. When I got Muslim friends. Man, you get to talking to these Muslims about the Quran. Listen, they know it. You understand what I'm saying? So let's know the word of God, and let's not be biased and act like we got something that nobody else got. Because at the end of the day, you got to understand if you're going to practice it. If you don't understand it, you know, you'll be all over the place. And that's where your faith starts dwindling, because, you know, God is not he's not Santa Claus, as they would say. You know, you got to trust and believe him, and you can do that by having faith and trusting him in his word. And so with that being said, we're going to get ready to end the show, and we want you guys to walk in faith. We want you guys to study your word, because there's healing in the word of God. There's deliverance in the word of God. Thing is in the word. When you agree, Deacon Bell? Deacon
yes,
are you still there?
Yeah, I had to mute it.
Yeah. Everything, you know, a lot of answers we get at in the word of God. Do you know the Bible says money is the key to all things, is the answer to all things? You know that? You know that scripture, Dwayne?
Well, money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, you know, but he talks about it in the Word of God that money is the answer and the key to all things, you know, and it is, you know. It's over there in Corinthians somewhere where he talks about money is the answer to all things, you know. But I can throw that out there, but if I don't rightly divide it, you won't get it, you know. So we have to rightly divide it. You understand what I'm saying? We're about to have a Bible class on the E-Man After Show one night. Deacon Bell, you're a Sunday school teacher. Man, I'm about to bring you and let you teach the Word of God on this show one night. You know? Would you do that, Deacon Bell?
You know what I say? Yeah, you know what I say on my when I get ready to end. I say, if you know your Bible, Sunday school needs you. If you don't know your Bible, you need Sunday school.
That's a good slogan. Man, one of these Sunday nights, man, we're gonna, and I think I can do this on this network because the owner, she's a believer in God just as well. Because, and the reason why I would open that up, we do Pastor's Month because this is a men's show. I'm not calling nobody ignorant because I'm not talking about ignorance in this sense. I'm talking about ignorance in understanding. A lot of times we don't understand, and so, you know, out of all that getting, we need to get understanding. And a lot of us really don't understand. And so we rely on others to teach us to understand. And Deacon Bell, you've been teaching Sunday school for years. Man, we got to bring you on here and let you just one Sunday night, man, I'm going to get with you and I'm just going to open it up and let you do us a Bible lesson. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I just really want to see how many people are just in a, I'm going to promote it and I'm going to do it all. I'm going to let you just come and just do a Bible study on the E-Man After Show. Whatever the Lord gives, we're going to talk about it. Why? Because we're in that time where it is not, how would I say it? We don't need our faith to wither. We don't need, and God has been showing himself too much in the land for us not to have faith. You know what I'm saying? God has been, when you agree, man, the man is back now. God is. He have shown himself for us not to have faith. When you agree, man?
I agree.
Yeah, we. Mandy just get quiet. She's like, listen, I'm checked out. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm listening. I've been listening. I was away, but I was tuned in.
Yeah, what do you think about Deacon Bell coming and doing a Bible study one night?
I think that would be great.
Yeah, just for our listeners Sunday night. You know, because, man, I chimed in on one of your Bible studies. You know, I chimed in a couple of times, you know. I chimed in and listened to your Bible study. Tell us about your Sunday school. To those of you that this is the young man do the segment over here, tell us a little bit about your Sunday school class. You call it a Sunday school service, right? Tell us a little bit about it.
Right, Sunday school lesson. I do Sunday school every Sunday, 8:30 to 9:30 on the Facebook page of Loving Fellowship Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And we go into the lesson, but what I try to do with the lesson is we talked about on here last week, I make the lessons relate to our times right now so we can relate to them. Even though he's talking about the people back then, it's relating to us. And then when I go in the Word, I get the Word, and I say, do you really look at the Word? Don't just read the Word. Look at the Word. Ask questions. Why did God say this to the people? So they can get an understanding of what he was actually talking about so it'll relate to you. And I do it in a way where it's broke down where you understand it's not over the top. You know how some people can talk so Christian to you missed the point.
Right.
Because you don't get it. So we try to break the Bible, the Sunday school lesson down.
Right.
And get a good understanding of the Word. Right.
I get it. Sometimes, yeah, it's amazing that you would say that. Because, see, if I'm talking to a hip-hop guy, you know, I had to speak his language for him to get it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? If I'm not speaking his language, I'm going to go way over his head. You understand? If I'm trying to explain to him about the Bible. So
Correct. You
can teach the Bible, but you got to know how to teach it and share it in his language where he get it.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
Man, I think that'll be good. I'll get with you on about that. And we're just gonna bring you on one Sunday night. And this is to my Bible scholars, and this is to those of you that, you know, really want to be an astute and understand the Word of God to a certain degree to where you know, it should be a challenge. Because, man, while I took care of my mother for the 7 years that I took care of my mother, one of the reasons mm-hmm. why my faith is strong in that area just as well, you know, I had a lot of downtime and quiet time, and men to know this, and a lot of my friends that knew when I was kicked, man, I stayed in the Bible. You understand what I'm saying? It was a lot right. of nights that I wasn't able to get to church. I began to study the Word of God for myself, you know. I always been a study of the Word of God, and I always been that type guy. When a pastor preached, I didn't take their word for it. I went back to study to see what they telling the truth.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. You know, because most preachers right. have their opinion, and, you know, and so I'd be like, okay, let me see if he's right. Precept on precept. Some stuff I didn't understand, I may call and get some answers, some clarity or what that meant.
Correct.
But I just didn't take their word for it. I just didn't go to church on a Sunday morning, come out there and say, oh, he preached well, and not really even knowing what he was talking about.
Right.
Because that's what a lot of us do. You know, I went to church today. What did the preacher preach about today? What text did he come from? What did it mean? He
right.
said, just like my pastor today, I know what he preached today. He preached an angel in your wilderness. You understand what I'm saying? And he broke the text down. And so at the end of the day, it takes me this week to go into that particular text that he taught from to really understand what didn't get out of it that he didn't share, or what did I get out of it that he, you know, it was his opinion and was the Lord, you know, word. You understand what I'm saying? What does Scripture teach us? Study to show thyself approved. Ain't that what he say? I think that's what Scripture say. Study to show thyself approved. If you study, you'll get approved in the Word of God. You'll begin to understand the Word of God. You won't rely on no one else. And so why are we going here? Because somebody on the network tonight, you know, you've been taken for granted and to put your salvation and your teaching in other people's hand. Anything wrong with that? No. We all have to do that. But I'm challenging you as a man and as a Christian, as a believer in God, get into the Word of God for yourself. And when you get into the Word and start studying, your faith will begin to build because you'll begin to believe this thing that you study by. Wouldn't you agree to that, man?
I agree.
Oh, you just doing a little short code. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I agree with what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the pastor preached today. He said, are you in Christ? Or are you just into Christ?
Hmm. Interesting. That's a good one. Repeat that. Are you in Christ?
Are you just into Christ?
Yeah. And see, somebody missed that. That went over somebody's head. Because in every I would say it this way. It's always a trend that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
It's always people come and we are into the new trends, into the new things that happen. And so if you're into new trends and you're into new things that happen, soon as that die out, you gone. Mm-hmm. Because it was just a trend. But if you solid in what you believe, that trend will come and it'll go and it won't move you. When you agree to that, Mandy?
I agree.
Mandy. But my wife took me, man. And so, you know, what are we seeing? You know, I'm not into trends. Trends come and go, you know. If you with the hottest thing going right now, why they hot, you know, why. But soon as they die out, then you all over the place because you really didn't, as you put it just a minute ago, are you into God? you understand? Are you seeing him as a trend? You know,
right.
So you got to know that you know that you know. And this is why I'm real confident. I talk to anybody. Okay, you can tell me all of that. I'll be saying, okay, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I do all of that, you know, at the end of the day. But I ain't finna let you shake me. You know why? Because my faith is in God. My faith is not in your opinion on what you think. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And
right.
once you knows that, you know who you are, you know whose you are. This might make a lot of pastors mad, huh? Yeah, well, no, it's to really challenge us because we in this last, and you shouldn't be shocked because he already told you in the last days that men have itching ears.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what the scripture says?
Mm-hmm.
What is itching ears? that thing that tinkle your ear. You understand? You know, wow, you know, that's what so-and-so said over there, and that's what so-and-so said over there, and you running, and you just going back and forth to what this person said, and you're not really, and you can explain it in your way, man.
No, no, I just want to capitalize on what you said. I just think, well, a pastor that and this is just my opinion, a pastor that really seeking after the Lord and leading people to God, they're going to always direct you back to God. And from teaching, it's always, don't take it from me.
Right.
Get in the Word of God
for
yourself.
Yes.
So that's
And that's why you will always hear me say a phrase like this. And this is why I always challenge Pastor. When we did Pastors on Month last year, this is what I challenge Pastor. You got to be real so careful, because you're going to either make somebody make heaven or miss heaven in your teaching, because a lot of people rely on certain things. And so, and this is what I was even talking to the pastors and them sharing with me. This is why you got to be careful how you don't, you're not in your pulpit judging, and you're not being harsh and you're not being biased, because people flock to personalities and influencers. And it all depends on your style of preaching, your influence of preaching. You know, if you mad about something because they ain't doing it your way,
right,
it's coming across harsh. Or when we grew up, you know, we grew up in that era, at least I grew up in that era, of where they scared you to get saved.
Right.
You got saved every night. Deacon Bell. By the time they got through preaching, you were running to the altar every night. And see, God already knew that, because he knew you didn't understand. And so by the time they got through telling you was going to hell for drinking a Coca-Cola or all that crazy stuff.
Smoking a cigarette.
Smoking a cigarette.
Right.
And looking at the sister because she was fine in church. You know, you was in your flesh and all of that. By the time they got through doing all of that, you was out on the altar, you know,
exactly.
Man, you done spoken all kind of tongues and all of that, not understanding none of it. You understand?
Right.
And so they call themselves trying to put fear in you, but you can't run to the altar out of fear. God don't move out of fear.
Right.
God moves out of faith. You understand? And so if you ain't articulating that, and if you ain't really right and divided, and so, I got saved 250,000 times as a little boy. I ought to be saved to the bone. Why? Because that's how they taught it back in that day.
Right.
You had to repent for everything. If you blew your nose in church, you had to repent, because that was an interruption in the church house.
Oh,
yeah. You understand?
That's that fire and brimstone. That's that fire and brimstone preaching.
Right.
And so today, you got those that really still believe that away, and I call it a stronghold. They got such a stronghold on their lives. So when Scripture talk about new wine, it's talking about the Spirit. God can't pull his Spirit into you. Why? Because you got a stronghold of just religion and old teachings until you don't understand the things of God now. Because God said in this land, in this time, he was going to do a new thing. He can't do a new thing because some of us are so stuck in what was, you know.
Right.
And so that's the E-Man After Show. I'm off
that
my sofa.
That is the E-Man After Show.
And so, man, I want to appreciate y'all once again for coming around the E-Man After Show. Join us next Sunday night. We'll have a miracle testimony on next Sunday night. Why? Because my brother, he believed God. You understand? Yes, he's going to say, just like we all of us say, you know, my mother taught us faith. You understand what I'm saying? My mother taught us faith. I'm quite sure everybody's mother have taught them, especially back in America, you know, after they ran, you know, been chased by dogs and been abused and sit at the back of the bus. It was their strong faith and their belief in God. And so they have taught it to us. And so my brother believed God that he would heal, and we believe God, and God raised him up and healed him. And so next Sunday night, y'all come back on the E-Man After Show, and we're going to have that interview. We'll be joining the wedding next Sunday. The owner of the station, she's getting married next Sunday at 2:00, and we'll be at her wedding, and then we'll rush over here and do the interview after that, Mandy.
Okay.
And so to all of you tonight that have joined us on the E-Man After Show, thank you for joining us once again. Man, that we're going to get out of here. Fred Bell, we want to thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Dwayne, we want to thank you,
problem.
Sir. Fred Bell, I'm going to get with you because I really want you to do a Bible study, man. That's
going
to be good.
Okay, no problem.
All right, we'll get with you about that, sir. Well, good night, man,
right.
And have a blessed and productive week. Dwayne, you gone?
Same to you, Dwayne, and Mandy.
Good night.
You still at
Dwayne?
Yeah. Okay, well, man, you have a productive, blessed week, man. I'll be talking to you, and we'll be talking to you too, Dwayne, this week.
Amen.
All right, buddy.
You know.
All right, so Mandy, huh?
I am convinced that if nobody else was on this show, that you can talk another 3 hours. I am convinced.
Yeah. Well, you know, because they're asking us to do 2 hours of content. I'll be trying to stretch it out. But we got to go, Mandy.
We got
to
go.
You know, I'll be trying to stretch it out. We done stretched it out for 2 hours tonight. And so let's think big, though, man.
B-I-G.
Because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You forgot?
Because we believe in God.
Dwayne did it for you last week.
We believe in God.
And God believes in us.
It's true, but it just doesn't rhyme to me. Okay.
Let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.